Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the most important support group military service members have, and that's their spouses. Before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USA, where we take care of our own, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. And if you ever listen to the show, I always say this, we love them too. I'm excited to introduce today's guest, Jessica Manfrey. She's the Military Events Manager for Recurrent Military and Defense, the Director of Mil Spouse Fest, and the Military Influence Conference. And just in case that isn't enough, she's also an author and a licensed therapist. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for having me. That sounds like a lot. I don't even want to hear about myself.
Well, no, it's a lot. It's so important to hear all that stuff. I'm sort of pumped up. I said, but just don't analyze me when we're going through all this stuff. Don't make me lay on the couch or something like that and start talking, I guess. But
I will not. I'll only offer one correction. The official director is Cortez Riggs. He is a 21-year Army veteran. And he was the one who founded the Military Influencer Conference. I just like to say that I'm his sidekick, and I come in and help hold coffee and come up with fun ideas on occasion.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Before we go any further, would you just tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I was born and raised in Florida, and when I was 19 years old, I met my husband. There's a Coast Guard station there. Florida's obviously a big area of responsibility. And so, you know, we've got quite a bit of units there. And we fell in love pretty quickly. Before you know it, he was dragging me from one side of Florida to the other. And then we're in Alaska, because that's how they trick you. They're like, oh, this is easy. I could do this little move,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But no, truly, it's been a blessing. We've, you know, PCS, added children along the way. I, you know, first was involved in finance and then fell in love with social services. And obviously, I'm still a practicing therapist, but, you know, I love doing events. If we take anything from this conversation, I really hope it's that, yes, military life can be hard, but when you have that tight-knit community, you can get through anything. And I think that's what Mil Spouse Fest and the Military Influencer are. They bring that community, they bring that connection so that we don't feel alone. We're in it together.
Yeah. I tell people all the time that, you know, the military is a really tight-knit family. And you can see, and you probably don't see somebody for 20 years and you can call them on the phone just like you talked to them yesterday. You know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Jessica, what do you think are the biggest challenges facing, you know, military spouses today?
You know, I have the pleasure of doing about 8 Mil Spouse Fests a year, and I talk to a lot of spouses from all over the world. The shared barriers or challenges are pretty, you know, universal. You know, it's finding that community, right, in absence of their service member because op tempo is high or, you know, training's high, that kind of thing. It's childcare, you know, quality childcare for their kids, their own mental, you know, wellness, trying to balance it all, right? You know, be that home front, you know, manager, you know, navigating everything. And then employment. Employment's a challenge. I know we have great resources now. It's not like it was, you know, I get to say this, back in my day.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I can say that too. I say that a lot, back in my day, because that's a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I've been with my husband now at this point 21 years. And so when I look at like how far we've come from resources, they're there. I think spouses sometimes get stuck on like, what is that first step? How do I navigate this? They feel so alone. So I think we start with connection and community, and then we tackle those challenges together.
Yeah. That was the next question. How important for well-being of military spouses is a sense of community? And you just sort of answered that question already. I mean, it's really important. I mean, if they're talking to each other and they're working with each other, usually they can work out any problem there is.
Oh my gosh. One of the things that myself, Tessa Robinson is our director of partnerships over at military, recurrent military and defense. And we always, when we start our events, we ask how many spouses came alone. And at least 40 to 50% of the room raises their hands. And that shocks me because as a seasoned spouse, like, I don't know that I would have that courage to, you know, come with my kids because we welcome children and show up somewhere where I know absolutely no one, right? And so we're constantly trying to, you know, craft programming that's intentional where we take away that oddness of making a new friend. And I mean, I was just, we just had Colorado Springs. We did Male Spouse Fest Colorado Springs at Fort Carson. And the feedback, one of the comments was, I walked away with 3 phone numbers and a new best friend. And it's life-changing, life-changing.
Well, I mean, I was telling you, this next question, throughout my 36 years, I was basically, my wife ran the household. I mean, she did everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. I was always gone. My kids went from 1 year old to 21 years old. Through all that time. So I would imagine there's a lot of spouses do the same thing. I mean, that's just, I wouldn't say it's your, I guess it is your job, but that's, you know, I'm more focused on what I have to do for the military, and the spouses does everything. You know, I always say that they're their unsung heroes. They're really the people that run everything. I mean, they're in charge. In fact, I don't make any decisions in my home, I don't think, anyway, so.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. But I've heard veterans, because I obviously work with a lot of them, say that it's easier to be at war than have to manage some of the things that their spouses manage at home.
Oh, absolutely. I've deployed a lot in my life, and whoever said that to you is really right. It's easier to be overdoing your job and function and stuff, and the things that my wife had to do or my spouse had to do was just tough. I can't think of. In fact, when I retired, was the only time I actually helped her move my household goods, our household goods. And I thought to myself, you had to do this every time? Oh my gosh, it was tough. My hat's off to her. She's, I would say my spouse is, God sent her to me, and I love her to death, and I couldn't get through life without her. And I think there's a lot of spouses out there that sacrifice so much for all of us to do our job each and every day. So I'm blessed. I've been blessed. I'm sure a lot of people in the military are blessed.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think too, when I have conversations with spouses, I just remind them, you can do just about anything you want.
Absolutely.
You can't do everything all at once. Yeah. I think it just looks different for us because of the challenges that we have. And so I always encourage them, please don't take the mindset of it'll be my turn when they retire.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
You can find a will and a way. I didn't earn my first degree until my son, was 3 months old. Like, I graduated with my bachelor's, with him, in the background with my husband while I was finishing my test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just, it doesn't have to look, don't compare yourself to others. Don't feel like you have to pause life. You might have to take a different path, but that's okay. Like, there is a path for you and you just have to find it.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, military spouses are strong. I mean, they're really strong. I mean, they get things done. In fact, one of the things I always used to worry about.
Tenacious.
when I used to go to Leavenworth one time, I went down there and somebody says, do you want to talk to the military spouses? And I thought for a second, are you sure you want me to talk to them? But I tell you what, after I did it one time, I went every time. I talked to them. I said, please let me talk to the spouses. Because they really give you the honest input that you want. They tell you, hey, look, you think this is okay. Guess what? It's not okay. Or here's the issues that you got to, that you should be dealing with. So I used to love to talk to spouses. They honest, straightforward, and don't pull any punches. That's for sure.
It's meaningful too. One of the things that I've been doing this year is engaging with the command, and the garrison commander opened our event at Fort Carson. Same thing, at Fort Campbell, and they come to me not nervous, but they're like, "What do I say? How do I?" And I'm like, "Be yourself. Be genuine. This isn't a town hall. We're not, complaining or voicing, positive. Whatever you would want to say to a military spouse, I would encourage you to remember that they are a force multiplier. And if the spouse feels supported, connected, their service member is going to stay in longer. they're going to be better at their job. Like, it just has like a ripple effect. And so I think, you know, leaders such as yourself talking to us, it just gives us that boost of like, okay, like I'm contributing to America's security and defense too, just in a different way.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it was a force multiplier, because you're exactly right. It is. If when you re-enlist a soldier or service member, you're re-enlisting a family. And if that family member is not happy about the conditions where they're living or the problems that they're having at that installation, guess what? They're going to tell you to get out of the service, go do something else. And I've talked to a bunch of guys and gals that have got out of the service because their family or their spouses weren't happy. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about Middle Spouse Fest. So don't, I know you're not going to do it. Don't, you're a good military spouse. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be right back. Hey, this is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack Gil Tilley, 12-star ADR. If you're enjoying this discussion on ODR, please like us, click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jessica Manfrey, who, among a lot of other things, is the director of the Middle Spouse Fest. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support our work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Jessica, I understand now, and you know, I'm not going to never argue with a military spouse. I understand you put up 8 Middle Spouse Fest events a year. Please tell us what they're all about and what happens there.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I like to give credit to Catherine Torres Cummel. She's our general manager over at Recurrent Military Defense because she fought for this brand and she continues to fight for it. We know and love our veterans and service members. They deserve everything that they get. But spouses can be kind of, you know, so this notion of creating an event just for spouses, you know, she really did fight for it. 8 a year, sometimes more. And, you know, we joke over, you know, the team jokes that it's like 8 weddings a year. I absolutely love it. You know, you mentioned earlier that I'm a practicing therapist, and I definitely know that I'm making an impact on that military community when they're sitting here in my office. But I feel just as much impact, you know, creating these opportunities for spouses, bringing in speakers that are knowledgeable about things like employment, you know, advocacy and policy change, education, you know, PCS reform, and, you know, doing a mental health panel and bringing in those resources too. I walk away from every event completely drained and exhausted. I will not lie, but I my cup was just so full, you know, to hear the interaction, you know, to get the feedback to a good and bad, right? Like, how do we make it better the next time? It is such a rewarding job. I am so grateful they trust me to do it. And most of the time, they're sending me out unsupervised with Tessa Robinson to do it. So,
yeah. Well, you know, but it's important. I tell you the truth. I would imagine for the military spouses out there, it's really therapy for them to really just voice their opinion and let somebody hear whatever that, you know, is going on. There's a lot, and again, a lot of things people just don't realize what's going on within that community. How do mills, and then the other thing, how do you share that information with maybe people above you, you know, at the Pentagon or chain of command or somewhere else? Do you share that information with those guys?
I'm a lot of things, Sergeant Major. One of those is persistent.
Tenacious. I can see that. I can see that.
I am, you know, USA is our title sponsor, and they have been since the beginning. Stacey Holt, who, you know, I adore her. You know, she runs the military spouse side of things for USAA. She is constantly sharing the feedback, you know, the data that I provide to her after every event. I, you know, have communication over at the Pentagon. I work with Stephen Simmons is over family policy for, you know, DOD, DOW, and, you know, he sees, you know, what I share with him. I'm also working, you know, like I told you, at the command level, like every base we go to, like, this is what we're seeing. This is what's going on. Because, yes, it's great to start at the top, but I also want, like, on the ground, I want them to know what we're hearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, they don't know what they don't know. And, you know, from what I understand, many times they will create, like, spouse town halls and such, and they can't get people to show up. But we can, you know, because we're bringing the giveaways. We're bringing the, hey, bring your kids with you. You don't have to worry about childcare. We're going to feed you all day long. And so I think it's important for us to work together, right? You know, I know we're not officially a part of DOD, whatever, but, like, look at us as another arm of the family, if you will, you know, because we're all after the same result.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's serving his families.
Well, you just said, you got to tell the top, the middle, and the bottom. I think that's important. The other thing is you may hear things that they don't never hear and they don't know anything about. And so they need to know that kind of information. So I think that's sort of, I used to, like I said, when I was in a Pentagon, working at the Pentagon, I always used to make sure, and I told you before, I used to make sure that I talked to military spouses. And I would tell them, hey, look, don't cut any corners for me. I want to hear the absolute truth. And so let me see. And then the other thing I think is important, when you hear a problem or an issue, make sure you take that full circle. If you tell me what the issue is, make sure you go back to them and say, look, I looked at this. This is a problem. Here's how I tried to fix it. I don't know if it's a good solution or a bad solution, but I'm going to do all I can to help you. And it may take a while.
So.
Well, just be honest with people. If you can fix it, you can. It takes a while. You know, nothing happens real fast, sometimes in the military. How do Mill Spouse Fest events help address some of the challenges that we're talking about, you know, before the break?
You know, we may not go, like, you know, for example, we were just in Colorado Springs. I may not be back there for 3 years. So my goal is, what are the local resources that can stand in the gap for these barriers, issues, challenges? And I'm going to bring them. So not only are we bringing them in terms of, like, the people that we have speaking, but for every Mill Spouse Fest, we have what we call a resource marketplace, where it could be anywhere from 15 to 25 vendors. And those vendors are the local resources. They're the MFLAC, they're the ACS, they're the MCCS, they're the, you know, Fleet and Family, you know, fill in the blank. But there are also those local nonprofit organizations that are boots on the ground doing things. It could be the Spouses Club, you know, it could be, you know, Tiny Troop Soccer offering, you know, free soccer for the little kids. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but it all adds up, you know, to build that community, to build that cohesion. They're like puzzle pieces. And so I think that's one of the, beyond the community aspect and the connection, knowing that when I walk away, and if I don't come back for 2 or 3 years, those 200-300 spouses that were in there, they got everything. They know where they can go, and then hopefully they're going to tell a friend, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna help the people behind us.
Yeah. Hey, what's the average attendance on the events that you have? How many people out there or show up to your events?
Well, for 2026, I am really happy. You know, we were just at Colorado Springs. We had to roll in some extra tables. We had 247 spouses.
Oh, wow. Are these younger spouses, like, older spouses? What's the, is it officers, non-commissioned officers?
A mixture.
That's good.
It's a mixture. We're starting to reach the younger spouses, and I think that's because of me changing the policy of bringing your children. You know, I get an accurate count of where we are in terms of the ages. I buy activities for them, you know, to keep them busy. We, you know, we set it up in a way that, like, if you need to step away, you know, to console, you know, a child, don't worry, we'll make sure you get the information when you get back. There's lots of breaks, so it's very family friendly. But yeah, we had 247 in Colorado Springs. I would say our average is anywhere between 150 to 300. It just depends on the area.
Yeah, it's a good turnout.
Fort Benning is a, you know, trade off. So it's just different population wise.
Yeah.
But they even surprised me. You know, we had, I think it was 167 there. So yeah, it just varies.
Yeah. You don't ever go overseas to do any of these events, do you?
Oh my gosh, I can't contain myself. USAA.
I'm sorry, I'm good. Okay.
They are letting us go international. So we will be year. We in October 20th and October 21st, we will be at Osan Air Force Base in South Korea and Camp Humphreys in South Korea. And we cap off the year in Puerto Rico in December. So we are international now, and we're trying to add a leg of that every year going forward.
So that's your next two events that are coming up, or the two that you talked about, or the three you just talked about?
Oh gosh. So what day is it? April 14th, we will be in San Diego, and that is our, we'll be on Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. And then I get to hang out with the spouses here at home, because our May 12th event is on the Norfolk Naval Base. And that's just 50 minutes up the road for me. And then we take a summer break. And that's when we, you know, October is when we'll pick back up, and that'll be South Korea. And then we end in Puerto Rico in December.
Yeah. Hey, you stay on the road all the time. You must be, you just say hi to your family and keep moving.
Sometimes it's like a high five, you know. So I will say that South Korea, I'm bringing my family with me.
Good decision. And go shopping. Make sure you go shopping.
Oh yes, there will be so much skincare in that luggage, it's not even funny. No, but I'm bringing my whole family, because what an incredible opportunity. Right, to show them, you know, South Korea, the Coast Guard. We've got some cool duty stations, but like I always tell my husband, man, like, you have an Army or Air Force, like, we could have been in Europe, we could have been, you know. He took me to Alaska, I gave him that. But yeah, no, I think it's going to be great. I think the kids are going to love it. And, you know, anytime I can bring them, I do. I brought them to Hawaii with me this past October for our Real Spouse Fest there. You know, they got school too. So I gotta not get arrested and go to truancy court.
Hey, you know, I spent 10
Might
years.
Get fired.
No, they don't want to do that. You know, I spent 10 years in Europe, going back to Germany, and I spent time in Korea too. So that's a good place. Hey, I got to ask you, who's eligible to attend? If someone is interested, what should they do?
So I do everything humanly possible to stalk military spouses everywhere they are. Yeah. So it is open.
Somehow I really believe that too. I believe you're stalking everybody.
It's true. I'm a friendly butterfly, I promise. We are open to all active Guard Reserve spouses, but also veteran spouses.
Yeah, that's good.
So even if your service, service member was in 4 years, it doesn't matter. It's a gang you can't get out of.
Yeah.
So they're all welcome. And we really try and build the content around there's something for everyone, right? Mental health doesn't matter if he's in or she's in or out. It's going to apply to you. Everybody can use some employment resources, and most of the resources that we bring in, again, it doesn't matter. They served, you're eligible. So there's something for everyone, and we want all the spouses to come. As far as like how they find out, I work with the command so that it gets, you know, shared. I'm working with, you know, public affairs for them to share on social media. We're sharing on social media. We advertise on base. And word of mouth is great too. I love it when other spouses tag their friends. I mean, social media, I would say, is the biggest way, you know, to follow the journey, figure out where we're going. But yeah, you know, any other ways you can think of for me to
Absolutely. You know, I thought the local TV stations, when you go into that place, or radio stations, that's probably a good plan. I mean, because there's a lot of the other thing, I think you really hit something when you said veterans too. Bring the veteran spouses in there, because they certainly bring a different perspective to the issues that are going, because they've already walked in those boots and sorted out some of those issues. So how about sharing some of that information? So I think that's a great idea. Do you get little groups together and sort of talk about, I mean, small groups to talk about the issues versus the larger groups? Sometimes is really good, but the smaller groups where you really get those good discussion and issues, I think.
We do. And, you know, Tessa and I, we're a lot of fun. We have a lot of energy. And one of the things that we always talk about as we do these events is we don't want to create something that we wouldn't be willing to attend.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about the weather. nobody wants to talk about, well, how many times have you PCS? And so we do, I'm going to tell you right now, our icebreaker is zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
What is your survival skill? What do you bring to the table? And we've heard everything from like, the, you know, I'm a nurse, so I can treat wounds. I can grow our food. I can bake our bread. I'll take care of your kids. To I, you know, can hit anything with my bow and arrow. And we have one lady who, you know, has some kind of crazy Japanese, you know, sword that she can defend us with. So it starts the conversation, the laughter. And it's just, and then we also do a scavenger hunt, find your MSF or real spouse best bestie. We give gift cards, but it's like find someone with your same coffee order, find someone who, you know, X, Y, Z. And so we're taking that awkwardness away. Like we're gamifying everything. And I think that's also what's contributed to that word of mouth of like, you want to go, it's fun. It's not like the, you know, it's not like a mission race.
Yeah. No, I got, well, the fact that you want to have fun, you just hit on that. If you laugh, have fun, enjoy yourself. And that's the way to loosen them up a little bit, relax a little bit and start talking. And if they're having fun, they're going to do, you know, in fact, the biggest problem you're going to have at the very end is say, please, that's enough. I don't want to get no more. I got to tell you a quick story. I was in guitar or something like that years ago. And the general got up and talked. There's probably about 3,000 soldiers, or not just soldiers, servicemen of the Navy, all of them. And he got up and said a few words and said, anybody get any questions? And of course, nobody said anything, right? So when we're getting ready to leave, I said, hey, sir, let me just, if you don't mind, I'll just wait for a couple of minutes. I'll catch up with you. So he left and they started to break out. I asked Sergeant Major, I said, hey, look, do you mind if I get up and say a few words? And the Sergeant Major said, no, go ahead. I said, hey, look, we're here trying to find out information. You don't tell us if there's anything wrong, then, you know, we can't solve anything. So if you're going to sit on your butt and not say anything, it's a waste of time for you and me, right? 2 hours later, I got out of there. I took so many notes. Oh, yeah, this guy, right? Now. I said, that's enough. That's it. You can't tell me anymore. I've heard it all. That's it. Let me go. But But the point is they have to feel comfortable telling you. And if they know, if you're not going to say anything, it's not going to change. So say something. It may not change. It may take a while to change, but say something. Hey, I love talking to you. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to hear about the military. I'm pumped up about that too. The Military Influencer Conference, also called MIP. I love that already. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Quality insurance will set you up for the rest of your life. And I think that's what Blue Cross and Blue Shield has demonstrated for decades.
It adds to your longevity of life because we want to be there for our loved ones. We want to be there for our family.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Jessica Manfrey, a therapist, author, a director of Mill Spouse Fest, and part of the leadership team at the Military Influencer Conference. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please let me know what you want us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly at yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, Jessica, along with the multiple military spouse fest, I hope I got that right, you have another big event to plan for. That's the Military Influencer Conference, or the MIC. Okay, I hope I got that right too. Mick, tell me what that is.
Oh my gosh. So it is the brainchild of Curtez Riggs. He is a 20-plus year Army veteran, finished out his career as a recruiter, top recruiter, awarded recruiter. And he wanted to build something to, I mean, he went right from the Army to, you know, founding this, right? So his transition was crafting this. And the whole reason behind it, you know, I don't like to put words in his mouth, but I've heard him speak on it, is he felt that need, that drive to help the people coming, you know, up behind him. You know, there wasn't an event in place that had something for everyone that addressed that transition, right? And it's grown to, you know, not just, you know, think of service members or veterans, but also spouses, right? I have another friend that calls it the Super Bowl of military events.
Wow.
And, you know, I have been to the Sea Air Space, the AUSA, I've been to all of the things. Mm-hmm. They're all wonderful in their own right. I think what I love so much about MIC, since I've been a part of it, is there truly is something for everyone. You're building your own adventure. You care about, you know, advocacy, you know, maybe you're on a nonprofit route. Hey, here's something for you. You know, we've had people from, you know, the patent office come out and teach. We've had people who have, you know, built multi, you know, million-dollar businesses. They're going to tell you how they did it and what worked for them. Maybe it is more of the round table. You know, I'm advocating for policy change. Okay, great. We're going to have people who are here. You know, last year we had Secretary Doug Collins, who is Secretary of the VA. He was there. He did a town hall. He took questions from the audience. And like, that was an opportunity, you know, to hear what they're doing. What does it look like, you know, when I transition or for me as a veteran spouse? So, and we have a lot of fun too. It's completely a family reunion, but I think I love it so much. And I am biased and passionate about it because it truly does cover everything. There is something for everyone there and there's a home for you. And the MIC family is, it's wild. I talk about being exhausted after MSF, but the reason also why we take a summer break is because then we have to prep for MIC and it's all hands on deck to, I mean, we're looking at almost 4,000 people for this upcoming one in September in Tampa. We had 3,000 in Atlanta last year. So it's just every year, how do we grow it? How do we, you know, improve it? How do we bring people, you know, how do we stay connected and make sure that we're building it with purpose? And Cortez and the team, they work their butts off to do it.
You know, it's interesting to say, how do we stay connected? How to stay connected changes all the time. And the things that people are looking at, you know, I've been around a long time, but the computer, social media. In fact, I talk about my grandkids every once in a while. I used to call them on the phone and talk to them and say, hey, what are you guys doing? Nothing, Grandpa. Well, how's everything going? Fine. And then, you know, there's little girls and stuff, and they wouldn't say, but as soon as I text them and say, hey, what's going on? They come right back to me. I mean, so that was the way we communicated. They got a little bit older. So, but you got to figure out how to communicate with people. What's the best way to talk to, you know, to this generation? You know, hey, you already told me it's going to be in Tampa. Tell me the magic dates. Tell me the dates we're going to be down there in Tampa. We're going to be down in Tampa. Go ahead.
You are. September 23rd through the 26th at the JW Marriott in Tampa. I'm pumped because, as you know, I am from Bradenton, Florida, which is 1 hour south of Tampa. So, you know, it's home for me. I mean, that's where I did a lot of my growing years. We've been stationed in St. Petersburg. My husband was on a ship there.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be fantastic. But bring your sunscreen I also know it's going to be hot.
Well, I only live about 20 miles outside of Tampa. I live in Riverview. I don't know if you know. Yeah. You know where Riverview's at? Yeah. Brandon Riverview. Mm-hmm. I live just out there. I live out there on a golf course. So I love my life. Hey, first of all, you are so motivated, enthusiastic about all your stuff. I'm pumped up already here. But hey, this has been a wonderful discussion, and what you and the other military spouses and your team are doing are just wonderful. And this has been a great discussion. Any last minute thoughts, or maybe you want to something we hadn't talked about, or you want to share with the audience?
I mean, I think we focus pretty heavily on our community, and like it may be easy to kind of. I want to make sure that there's always a connection and an open door for people. And so I think we saw that with the pandemic, right? A lot of isolation. And I think in some ways we're still coming out of it. You know, we're doing everything we can to reach the younger generation, make sure they know there's stuff here for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not the spouse's stuff. Maybe it's not the whatever. But find your people, wherever they are. Because, you know, my closest friends, the people that I would jump in front of, you know, a bullet for, live nowhere near me. But yet, like, there's just that connection. And they're all a part of the military community. So, yes, it's hard. yes, we're going to go through things that maybe nobody else will understand. Nobody else but another military spouse or a veteran or service member.
There you go. So, yeah. There you go. Well, let me tell you something. God bless you. If we can ever do anything to help you, please let us, at least ask us. We certainly do it. And thanks a lot for just coming on the show. I'm pumped up now. I don't know if I'll run, but I'm excited about the Mick. I'm all pumped up about that.
You should be. And I'll end with this note, because sometimes people hear Military Influencer Conference and they're like, is this for content creators? Is this for like the TikTok dancers?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is this?
TikTok dance, what is that? I've never heard of that.
Well, when they think of the word influencer, it leans into that social media, you know, they're selling stuff, you know, through social media. But, you know, when Curtis coined this and created this in 2016, the word influencer to him meant leader, you know? And so it's really all about that. And so when you hear it, don't be like, oh, what is this? You know, what is this about? Anyone who has influence in your life, you know, that means they are a really good leader. They are a mentor. And so he's trying to craft that, you know, where we can help those next people come in behind us. So, yeah, come hang out in Tampa with us.
I'll do that. Well, I was going to say, the last thing I'll say before we go get out of here is the influencer of my life is my wife, my spouse. You know, I don't make any, in fact, she told me the other day, you make all the big decisions. And I said, that's right. She said, they just never come up. You know, so I said, okay.
And brownie points for that one.
Oh, yeah. I suck up all the time. I do as much as I can.
Smart man.
Thanks a lot, Jess. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Jessica Manfrey for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at Your Next Mission and check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Upline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on my social media pages, what we just talked about a few minutes ago, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and of course, LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly at yournextmission.org. Thanks again to and Jessica Gray. Great. Thank you for Jessica coming on the show. Hey, look here. I have been married forever. I'm not going to tell you how long, but I've been married forever. Spouses have a tremendous impact on all of us. You may lie. You may say no. I'm going to tell you they do. And they're making things happen each and every day. And so if you have an opportunity on, I think it's the 23rd to the 26th, hope I didn't miss that date in September, to go to the MIC, don't sit back and do nothing. Change is a part of life. We're all a part of a family. Spouses, veterans, all of us get together and change those things we don't like. I shouldn't say don't like, but need to be changed for the better for all of us. It's about us. It's about our children. It's about our spouses. It's about all of us making a difference in the lives of so many. So don't sit back. Do something. Make something better each and every day. Thanks for watching, and thanks to New My Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!